the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Kerry Small on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. My name is Kerry Small, and you're listening to Midday Madness. And I want to remind you that next Thursday, WVON's 2019 Heritage Film Series continues at the Black Box Theater at Kennedy King College at 740 West 63rd Street. I will be hosting the third in our film series. It's the critically acclaimed surprise breakout film, The Hate U Give. It was directed by Chicago's very own George Tillman Jr., starring Common. It's the story of how a young woman faces her truth after witnessing her best friend's death at the hands of police. Come for the screen, the movie, and stay for the post discussion following the screening. Admission is $8, or if you were smart, you went and got you a $25 movie pass for the series. Visit WVON.com or WVON's Facebook page for advanced tickets. The Heritage Film Series is powered by ComEd and the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. All right, then. So before we go to our next segment, let's start like this. Perry Small proper is poorer than a church mouse. Had I not filed my taxes on April 15th, because I'm a sloth, and I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going. I'll just wait till later in the week. And as I said before, I went, and the guy turns the screen around, and he says, "I'm sorry, Perry Small, this is what you have to pay." Well, I almost died. And he told me that at 12:01, April 16th, if I had not filed my taxes on time, my taxes and penalties would have been an additional $5,000 just 1 minute after midnight. And so I got off my lazy duff because, you know, I'm a sloth and I don't like to do anything. Once I get home, I don't like to do anything else. And I did the right thing. So some of you might be able to relate to the story, and some of you might be very scared about the just as from my cautionary tale, but don't be. Joining me in the studio right now is Christine Chang. She is the executive director of Ladder Up, and she came over to the studios on 87th Street before tax season. And for those of you who were having struggles and that sort of thing and needed to get your taxes done, they were there to help you. So, Christine, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I gave her a big hug today.
Yeah, this is the studio looks great.
You like it?
I do. It's
yeah,
good.
I'm glad that you do like it. And joining her is Paul Harrison. He is director of the Ladder Ups Tax Clinic. Hello. It's so nice to meet you, Paul.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
You just look like you have such a great spirit.
Well, thank you.
Well, you have to because you deal with taxes. So, Christine, tell our listeners why you are here today.
Sure. So, you know, the tax season, as you know, very right. personally ended on Monday, April 15th.
Right.
But we know that tax issues persist beyond tax season for some people, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give a little bit more information about when we're still going to have free tax help available for those who still need to file for the current year or prior year, have an amendment, you know, whatever the situation
okay.
is, and talk a little bit about our tax clinic, which can offer additional support for some taxpayers who are facing some sort of IRS or Department of Revenue.
Illinois and, you know, it's scary. It's very scary. The IRS and the property tax man are two of the scariest entities out there right now. And Annette Flournoy, who is our news director, she says there's two people I don't mess with, the IRS and the property tax man.
Words to live by.
Words to live by. And Paul, tell us what you do and the kind of services that you're willing to provide for our audience today.
Certainly.
And your glasses are fabulous.
Oh, thank you. They're kind of new.
Okay, they're fabulous.
But I like them.
Yes.
The tax clinic program was set up by the Internal Revenue Code in 1998. And it's been around, and we've been in Chicago since right around 2000.
Okay.
The program exists to help low-income taxpayers, people who have incomes that are at or below 250% of the federal poverty level for their family size. That would be roughly $30,000 for a single person with no children. It goes up from there, about $10,000 for each
okay.
additional person.
Okay.
So basically, working people who couldn't necessarily afford a lawyer or an accountant to represent them in dealing with the IRS, we can step in, we'll deal with the IRS. And this is for people who filed a tax return and didn't get the refund they were expecting to get, people who found out that their children were claimed on somebody else's tax return mm-hmm. before they filed.
Okay.
That's a very common problem.
And
for
people are finding that out right now as they're going. You know, they're going to the mailman. Did my refund come back? Or when they went to file at Liberty or H&R Block or wherever they went, they're like, oh, no, those taxes have already been filed.
Exactly.
And you can help them.
We can help people straighten that out. It's a long process. Nothing happens fast with the IRS or the government, but
it is when they want their money.
When they want their money, it happens fast.
It happens very quickly.
When they owe us money, they take their time.
Okay.
But the IRS is, I think what I would say to people is if you went and filed your tax return and you found out that it couldn't be e-filed because of some irregularity,
okay.
don't give up. There is a lot you can do. One of the first steps is to return on paper mm-hmm. so that what we get involved is called a tax controversy.
Okay.
I say I'm owed a refund. The IRS says, no, I'm not.
Right.
That's a tax controversy.
Okay.
Or I say I've declared all my income. The IRS says you didn't declare this income from a job you had in Iowa.
Okay.
And I say, well, I didn't work in Iowa. That's a tax controversy.
These sort of things really pop up, huh?
Oh, yeah. People steal other people's identity, go and get a job. I had a client in Virginia who was in a convalescent home on the coast
uh-huh.
Who got a 1099 saying she was painting houses in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh.
and she was 95 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, she is not driving across the state, climbing ladders, painting houses, and sneaking back into the nursing home before
right.
breakfast.
Right.
I guarantee that's not
right.
happening.
All right. So this is good information, guys. So this is the other thing. So I was reading a couple of things, and as a matter of fact, I gave a list of topics for us to talk about next week to super producer Sonia, so she can work on over the weekend. I actually give her homework. So one of the things that I come across is that a lot of people are feeling some kind of way because with the new tax codes after, you know, the new tax laws under President Trump, their taxes were significantly lower for some people. 2% is a lot of money for some people.
Absolutely.
That, I mean, that, you know, people depended on these tax refunds to go on vacation, buy a car, pay off bills, and a myriad of other things. I wanted to ask you, Paul, since the tax code has changed, what are the most common questions that people are asking you about their tax refunds?
For the most part, there hasn't been a great deal of change. The questions tend to be the same from year to year.
Okay.
When am I going to get it? How much is it going to be? Why is it different this year than it was last year?
Mm-hmm.
These are the day-to-day kitchen table kinds of financial matters that concern most people.
Okay.
Because
you're talking about people that make less than $30,000.
Oh, absolutely.
And so this means a lot to them. And if you have a question, any of you, call me at 312-374-8130. That's 312-374-8130. It's a new number. I don't remember it. It's the most difficult number in the world to remember. So anyway, so call in if you have any questions for Paul. So go ahead, Paul. What else did you want to say?
Usually, I think what people are looking at is, a single parent who is making $20,000, $25,000, has three or four kids. The tax refund, which includes the earned income tax credit,
that's right,
and the child tax credit, could be as much as 25% of that family's annual income.
All right, then.
So this is the money that, I mean, if you have kids, you know they're outgrowing their shoes, they're outgrowing their clothes, there are constant demands.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have any. Anyway. It is 11:18 on the Talk of Chicago 16. I'd rather pay the IRS than pay for some of those rugrats. It's 11:18. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Don't touch that radio. More conversation, traffic, and weather. WVON, traffic and weather.
It's 11:24 on the Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON. What to do if taxpayers owe but can't pay, extensions and penalty if you don't file? So what do people do if you can't pay? If you don't, you know, the IRS says, oh, you owe $8,000.
The IRS has several different mechanisms for dealing with that situation.
Well, first, let me introduce you again. I've got Paul Harrison. He's the director of Ladder Up's Tax Clinic, and Christine Chang, who is the executive director of Ladder Up. Okay, so go
Thank
ahead,
you,
Paul.
The clinic can help in that situation. There's several possibilities. The basic rule is we are supposed to pay the taxes as we earn through payroll withholding or estimated tax payments, and then we're supposed to settle up at the end of the year on April 15th when we file our tax returns.
Right.
The collection alternatives provide opportunities for somebody who has you owe $8,000, you don't have that right now, but you can come up with it. The basic approach would be to set up an installment agreement plan to pay monthly.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS has to say yes to your proposal if you propose paying that off in 3 years or less.
Okay.
They will accept a proposal that goes as far as 6 years to pay off. If even that is too much, and a lot of my clients and our clients at the clinic, really even that is too much.
Absolutely.
The next possibility is what we call an offer and compromise.
Okay.
Where the taxpayer, perhaps it's an elderly person, a person who's been disabled, a person whose life circumstances are such that I'm never going to be able to pay off this this debt.
Just kill me, God.
Yeah. Or cut me some slack.
Just kill me, God.
An offering compromise allows us to go to the IRS and say the taxpayer will pay this much money. It isn't all of the money.
Okay.
But this is what she can afford. And the IRS will consider that. It's similar to what you might do with a credit card company to say, I'll pay you 10 cents on the dollar.
Right.
Except the IRS doesn't really negotiate that that way. And then the final option for people who are in really seriously dire financial circumstances is what's called currently not collectible status. And this is the IRS says, we understand you can't pay just now. We're not going to hassle you. We're not going to try to take things from your bank account or your paycheck, if you even have one, or your Social Security check. We'll give you some time to get, if you're younger person, maybe this is a time to get back on our feet.
Right.
And start earning money again, and then we set up a payment plan or something like that. For older people, this may be just the end of things.
Right.
We're just going to wait.
Just kill me.
Yeah.
I don't care. Kill me.
In this instance, people can wait until there's a statute of limitation on how long the IRS has to collect
taxes. I did not know that.
It's 10 years from the assessment date. So if I'm 68 now myself, so if I owed money, I could say, well, I'm retired. I'm only getting Social Security. I want currently not collectible status, and I'll just wait until the statute of limitation runs out. And then I won't owe anything.
And then just kill you.
And then, or I can go on living.
All right.
Which I'd prefer.
All right. And so, the reason why, I'm not making jest of this, guys, because you don't want the IRS back. What are the sort of things that, can they put liens on your house?
Can they put liens on your
wages? Can they, on your bank accounts? What are the sort of things that they can do?
They can do all of that, and they do. When we owe money to the government, there is what is called a statutory lien. 10 days after April 15th, if we owe money to the government and we haven't paid it, there is a lien. It's called a secret lien or a statutory lien. It hasn't been filed with any county office, but it's there.
And explain to our listeners what a lien is.
L-I-E-N.
What is a lien?
A lien is a document that says you don't really own what you think you own. Somebody else owns at least a part of your house, your car, your bank account, your money. When you buy a house, you take out a mortgage. That mortgage is a lien on the house.
Wow.
And if the house is sold, they get paid first. The same is true of the IRS if it files a notice of federal tax lien, or the state of Illinois if it files a notice of tax lien.
Let me just tell you this. Right after the family died, somebody put a lien on my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pushing the card in and out of the ATM. Mm-hmm. And it was so embarrassing to go in there. They're like, oh, somebody has a lien on your account.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, I've got some other money. I can use that. But it was a creditor from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
A creditor from the 90s. And I paid what they said I owed them. And then she had the nerve to ask me, can I keep the envelope? I said, I think you've gotten enough from me. Christine Chang. I can't tell you the expletive that I used. I was like, B, I think you've gotten enough for me. What? So, Christine, tell us, because we're running out. I tell you what, I have to come back and just give you a couple of more minutes. And you can tell about the clinics that are coming up, all right? All right, then. It is 11:30 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Just a couple of minutes when we come back, we're going to tell you about the clinic that you can come to when we come back. Stay with us.
The WVON lineup, chat room, blogs, photos, podcasts, and more on the World Wide Web at WVON.com.
Deep inside, deep inside, deep inside, deep inside, deep inside, deep inside.
It is 11. I can't hear a thing. It's 11:37 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. My name is Perry Small, and we were talking to Ladder Up, and they have a tax clinic that's coming up. So, Christine, why don't you tell our listeners about the tax clinic?
Right. So if you still need help with your taxes, i.e. preparing a current year return, prior year return, an amendment, something like that, we do have a number of free tax sessions coming up over the summer between June and October. They'll be in Harold Washington Library downtown on Wednesdays. All the information for the dates and times and location is at our website, goladderup.org. If you heard what the clinic offers through what Paul was saying, and that sounds like, you know, maybe you need to give us a call, the number is 312-409-1555.
Could you write that down to just one more time? Say it again.
Sure. 312-409-1555 or online www.goladderup.org.
Well, Christine, it was so good to see
you
again.
Good to see you. Thank you for having us.
I adore you.
We love you too.
And so. You always bring good guests. Paul, it was a pleasure to meet you.
It was a pleasure meeting you as well.
And I bet you I don't lose this card.
Don't lose it.
All righty then. Thank you. You
thank
guys
you.
Can scoot
thank
on.
Thank you.
And we're going to move on to our next guest.